About to embark upon another major sugyah. It is the follow-up of the previous sugyah. Last sugyah we spoke a lot about Bitzisuchus Kavana. And now all of a sudden the Gemara takes the principle of Bitzisuchus Kavana and begins to use it against us. The Gemara begins to analyze, what if a person does a mitzvah in a way that he shouldn't be doing the mitzvah? So when are we not supposed to be doing mitzvahs? But we're not supposed to be adding to mitzvahs. That's an issur deraisa of Bal Tosef. It was a psukim in Sefer Devarim, Bal Tosef. And therefore the Gemara raised the question, what if a person does a mitzvah without kavanas mitzvah, does that qualify, does that count as a violation of Al-Tosef? So it sounds to be connected. If you know the mitzvah, shrichos kavana, I mean it's not called a ma'aseh mitzvah without kavana, so then it's not called adding onto the mitzvah without kavana either. If you know the mitzvah ain't shrichos kavana, so then it's called a ma'aseh mitzvah without kavana, and then it can qualify as being a violation of Al-Tosef. So it turns out that those who are very, very machmir in Hilchas Mitzvah Kavana end up being more makel in Bal Tosef and vice versa. So the Gemara goes back and forth and back and forth, very, very difficult Shakmatai in the Gemara about Kavana. The guy's so flaky, he's mixed up. He can't remember which carbon he's up to, which form of Thomas, Mama Thomas. Finally, a little bit of dust settles. So the Gemara comes up with the following cloud. To the end of the first Gemara, it's Elamah Rava. But say Slebai Kavana. Rava seems to hold that Mitzvah ain't Shikhas Kavana, which again, would. If this line would actually be a support, some of those Rishonim say that's how we pass it. What is Levay Kavana? Lava Bizmana Levay Kavana. Since mitzvahs ain't Shichos Kavana, according to Ravam, so it's called the Maisa Mitzvah without Kavana, it could qualify as an Aveiros Bal Tosef, even without Kavana as well, provided that it's still called the Zman HaMitzvah. But Shalai Bizmana, 6 months after Hashem, 6 months after Hashem, 6 months after Sukkos. Then by kavana, if a guy does a whole suffer on the mitzvah shaloi malai, without kavana, there's nothing that makes this resemble a mitzvah. It has to have some kind of a shame mitzvah to it. That which I'm doing has to have some kind of a status as a ma'aseh shel mitzvah in order to potentially be categorized to qualify as bal tosef. So it could be qualified as bal tosef either through kavana. If you have kavana, then for sure that makes it transforms into a ma'aseh mitzvah, which now causes problems. Or if it's bizmano, then lo boy kavana. That's pretty much the way the flow of the kavana comes. So I can't debate anyone. Sure, thank you so much. So it's this violation of Bal Tosef that sets the stage for a very, very famous question that appears in Ashugya, that all the Rishonim are bothered with this kasha. And how one answers this kash is really going to make or break what your entire understanding about Tosfos is all about. It's a kash that starts with Tosfos. Tosfos is not the only one that has the kash, we're going to begin with Tosfos. Tosfos has the kash, and on the second time of Kamas, Dim Tayman. Hadiyon Parakama, Lama Taikin Mariam Kishem Yeshvin, Taikin Mariam Kishem Omdin, Gil Arabes Asotan, for Avim Mishim Bal Tosfos. That's the kash. We're probably not going to get past the kash today. Taisa says every single Jew on Rosh Hashanah is in flagrant violation of Bal Tosef because Chazal told us to do so. The Torah says you have to blow X amount of Kailas in Rosh Hashanah. What's that X? Who remembers? How many Kailas do you really have to blow in a Torah?
10. 10? 10.
3? So the. Good answer. So the Gemara at the end of the fourth Rosh Hashanah comments that the word Trua appears 3 times in the Torah. Twice by Rosh Hashanah, and once by Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. It says, Yom Trua Yelochem. It says, Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh. And it says, Vavayatim Shofa Trua by Yovel. We have a Gzei Rishabah, we have a tradition, Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that we compare all the dinim of Rosh Hashanah to Yovel and vice versa. So it's as if it says the word two or three times in the Chopshim. Again, it only says it twice about Rosh Hashanah, but Lamaisa Pidin, it's considered it says three times. So therefore, the bare bone minimum of a trua that the halacha requires is three times. You have to blow three truas on Rosh Hashanah. That's the mitzvah deraisa of Tkir Shofar, to blow three times trua. Eloa. There happens to be a halacha that a trua must be sandwiched, has to be surrounded by a tkia before and a tkia afterwards. How do you know that? So there's a psukim in Parshas Bahar concerning Yom Kippur. Vartem shofar trua b'chodesh tavir shofar b'chol arzachem. The Torah introduces the phrase trua with the phrase vavaitem shofar. What does it mean, lahavir shofar? So lahavir shofar is not a trua. The Torah meant just to go trua when it said katam trua. So what does vavaitem shofar trua mean? Yom Kippurim tavir shofar. So the Gemara says we have a tradition that the word havara shofar means a plain call, not a trua. A trua is a broken call. A trua, the Targum, translates to me like a yavav, like a cry, like a sob. It's a broken call. In contrast to a broken call, a havar shofar is a straight call. That's what's called tekiah. So every trua on Rosh Hashanah, or Yom Kippur Yevil, has to be surrounded by tekiah at the beginning. Avaritim shofar trua, the Yom Kippur Tavir shofar, it says Tavir shofar at the end of the pasuk. Tekiah, trua, tekiah. So since the Torah says you need three truas, and each trua has to be surrounded by two tekiahs, so now, in higher math, how many kolos do you need on Rosh Hashanah in that Torah?
Nine.
That's the Pashup Pshat in the Sugya. Tosfos has some other possibility, but that's a simple Pshat in the Gemara. That's a simple way that we would pass it. Nine colors. Now, we all know that we blow so much more than that, but the reason why we blow so much more than that is Rabbi Abol's famous statement in the end of Rosh Hashanah that we're not quite sure what a trua is. So there were three different versions in class of what a trua were. There were those who say that a trua means do, do, do. That's how people cry like that. Like, but there are other people who cry. And then some people cry a little bit of combination. So the Gemara says that there are three different versions of how to cry. So usually kids figure out to do all three of the above at the same time. So there are three different opinions. Therefore, we want to make sure that we yaitse the Chodeyas. His kid, Rabbi Abba Bekisri, in the city of Caesarea. Rabbi Abba was the Rav in Caesarea. Anyone know why in the world is Rabbi Abba the city, the Rav in Caesarea? What was the city of Caesarea known for in the days of the Amorim? It wasn't a very Jewish city. The Romans, it was where the Roman government was like Washington City. It was the Roman government in Eretz Yisrael at the time. So why in the world did Rabbi Abba live there? Because that was his job. Rabbi Abba was the Jewish representative to the Roman government. So he had to live there. So the guy lives in Silver Spring, works in Washington. I live in Silver Spring, I gotta live near the government. Rabbi Abba was the Rav of the shul of the town of Caesarea. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Abba instituted in his shul, and that became the prevalent minhag in all of Israel, his kid Rabbi Abba Kisri, that in order to be yaitzeh to all three shitas, you have to blow all three of the above.
Is it possible that if you add 20
tefillot,
then you're
going to
be
Yom Tov? Well, we've got one way to go for that. Maybe. That may be correct, but we're not even up to that yet.
In general, if you blow so far, not for the mitzvah.
That's a big machlokes. Is that called the chil yontif mitzvah? Because the Taz and other achronim is mitzvah. Normally, not allowed to blow instruments on yontif. So the Taz says that the corner was never made on Rosh Hashanah about the shofar. You can blow whatever you want. And others say no, you have to blow for some kind of tzarich.
Which we say that Rabbi Abba was answering the first time because he answered the
post. What?
That Rabbi Abba was answering the crying that we call for all the Shidas? Is it the answer to the post?
No, it's not. Tosfos not even talking about this topic. I'm leading up to Tosfos. The Tosfos is discussing something totally different. I'm trying to get to map you out as to how we got to what we do. So the Torah says you blow three truas, each trua has to be surrounded by tekiah. So it would have been enough just to blow three times and call it a day. Very, very short davening. So the reason why we blow more is because we're not sure what the trua was. Therefore, we blow what we call tashrat, which is shvarim truas, and we blow tashat, which is shvarim, and we blow tarat, which is truas. And by the time we get to the end of the first 30 sets of kolos before musaf, we can pat ourselves on the back. We were yaitzeh in the midst of shofar b'li shum safek. Okay? So far, this is nothing with Tosfos talking about. Absolutely nothing. This is just to understand where we're even getting to, where Tosfos is even beginning the discussion. So the fact that we blow shofar 30 times before Musaf, that's not about Tosef. What is it about Tosef? I'm not being Mosef of the mitzvah, I'm trying just to make sure I'm Yaitzeh the mitzvah. So whenever I'm doing something just to be Yaitzeh the mitzvah, that's before, I'm not about Tosef. So good, so we're good to go. So why did Kishofar get so long before Musaf? Because of all the sveikas. We have no idea what a trua really is. What are the first words out of our mouth after we finish those 30 kolos? What are the strangest part of a Davi Rosh Hashanah? if it wasn't such a serious somber moment, you would start to laugh. The first was, as soon as you finish all the tchilas, what do you say? Ashrei ha'om. Yoidei seruah. Happy is the nation that knows the Truah. What are you joking? You know the Truah. You just wasted the last 20 minutes because you have no clue what the Truah is. Very, very strange. Strange. Anyone have thought about that? I think about every year. Every year I try to chuckle when I try to hold myself back. Ashrei ha'om. Okay. So, bottom line is, we're good to go. And then before we even get to Taisu, no one yet Taisu. Did this Gemara bother you? This Gemara that I just quoted you in the end, we talked about Rosh Hashanah, that the days of Rabbi Abal, they had no idea what the Truah was, and therefore it made this whole strange takana, you got to blow multiple Truahs. What's bothering you? Yeah, and what happened last year? and what happened the year before? So nobody remembers what the Kishar was. They've been playing Shah for thousands of years, the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So nobody remembers. So the Ran, in Masechas Rosh Hashanah, quotes from Rav Haigo, he says, that you have to understand the Rabbi Abal sugya a little bit differently. It's not that they really weren't sure. Says Rav Haigon, what is the definition of a truah? Torah, Yom Truah Yalochem, what is the official translation of the word truah? What does it say in the Targum? Yom Yavava. Yavava means like a cry. What is the tsuras ha-crying min ha-Torah? If you lived in the Midbar, you were the base of the Meshuvah. You're the Meshuvah Shul. Who's the rabbi? And he said, okay, guys, it's time to have three truas. What is the halach definition of a truah? Do you think there's a specific type of a cry? It's got to be do do do. It's got to be do 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 do. It's got to be do 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 do. A cry is a cry. Yesh beichem kacha. Yesh beichem kacha. Yesh beichem kacha. Everything's good to go. There is no tsura what the cry has to be. All a truah means in the Torah is a broken sound, not just a tki. So a tki is a straight sound, and a truah is a broken sound. What kind of a broken sound? Whatever you want. So comes Rav Haigon and says, when the Gemara says there were three shitas as to what a truah is, the Gemara never meant to say there were three shitas lahalacha that argue with one another. And according to the shvam truah guys, the truah guys are not yates, and according to the truah guys, the shvam guys are not. No. They're all kosher, says Rav Haigon, says the Ran. It's just there are three different minhagim as to what's the best way, what's the most appropriate way, what is the normal way of crying that we should express in Rosh Hashanah. But in terms of push comes to shove, if you hear any of the above, any of the broken sounds of the above, you would be yotzim in a terrible ushim suffering. That's the Ran of Haigon's Pshat and Gemara. So what's the kasha now? So why did Rabbi Abal drive us crazy? So the kasha doesn't start now. So the Ran or Haigon are guilty of overkill. It's such a great tariffs. Hey, wait a second. So why don't we just blow one set and call it a day? What are we wasting our time for? So the Ran quotes further from Rav Haigon. The reason why, it's a very, very powerful word in Musar also. Rav Haigon says the reason why we blow all three is not because we're really not sure. They're all good. Any one of the above is good. Elala. Do a different minhagim. The guy's going to come to Shul Rosh Hashanah, and he grew up in the Shvarim Shul. And all of a sudden, the Baal Tekeh gets up and starts blowing truas. Yeah. That's not like we did in the Altaheim. My grandfather used to blow Shvarm. And another guy screams, your grandfather, my grandfather used to blow Shvarm truas. And all of a sudden, the whole fight can erupt in Shul. The last thing you want is fights in Shul, especially on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, Haigon said, his kid, Rabbi Abba Kisri, we want everybody to walk away from that and Rosh Hashanah feeling good about themselves. I heard shofar like the good old days. I heard shofar, like in the Altaheim, like in the old shtibol, like when I was a yeshiva bocha. That's the way they blow shofar. That is like modern, you know, a truas. Now we were very religious people, shvarm truas. These modern guys trying to get out of shul quickly and blow shvarms. So everyone should be happy. Shalom Yisrael.
Is that why you start to work on it, like Rashi Sita, when you go? Very weak.
What?
Like Rashi has a different way of blowing.
Rashi's a
should different. We also go like Rashi
according to the Sarai? According to the Rai, anything and everything you blow is good. Everything is good. Everything's good to go. The Takana Rabbi Abal would just make everybody happy. That's it. So notwithstanding what Rabbi Haigon with the Ran writes, if you look at the Rambam, the Perek Dal Chashayfi, you don't get that impression before. Because the Rambam introduces to us what precipitated the concern of Rabbi Abal. The Rambam poses the same historical question. What did he do last year? You know what the Rambam says? Mitach Erech HaGalias, Mitach Gezeris, says the Rambam, that we know for a fact, the Gemara tells us explicitly, we know for a fact that there were many, many times in Jewish history where it was very, very difficult, almost impossible for most people to hear shofar. Why?
Is it's like dangerous.
Because it's dangerous. The Romans didn't like Kishofer. Nobody liked in the ancient world, the Goyim didn't like Kishofer. They really had it if Kishofer. Why? Very simple. What is Kishofer always in the air? It's a call to arms. It's called rebellion. It's like a battle cry. So you know, you want to let the Jews eat matzah and shake lulavs and nishkefela. The Jews to blow shofar? Forget it. And therefore, how do we know? Give me proofs. Give me some proofs from halachas that we have in sugis mishnayis and sugis that we have in the Gemara that the reality was there were years and years of times and there were persecutions and very, very difficult to hear shofar.
About the keys for, like, you're not allowed to blow into, like, a pit.
Oh, very good. The whole sugis in the Gemara about a guy blowing into a pit. You ever wonder, why did Rabbi Nasi waste that time? Come to Shugan and guy in Rosh Hashanah, he's got nothing better to do to himself than to go into a pit and blow shofar. So the answer is, yeah, that's what people were doing. People were going into barrels and pits and caves and they were hiding to blow shofar. That was normal because they had to stay away from the Romans and the Goyim. There's another sugi that we have that also highlights this. Anyone know? You know the other sugi? Oh, an example?
I was going to say they're like the Romans would make the Jews like right on the shofar that they would use. They like use the shofar to like feed the kids and
So the Gemara, the fourth paragraph of Shana, it says, why do you blow shofar Musaf? We say halal chakras. Why do you blow shofar Musaf? The Gemara says, because of the Romans, because of the Goyim, what happened? That they used to set up spies, Roman spies, in shul, like the KGB, to stop the Jews from blowing shofar. So the Roman spies would be sitting around and davening. So they'd be davening chakras. They get to Kriyas HaTorah, and you know they wouldn't blow because they were afraid. And then the rabbi would speak, and they start davening Musaf, and you know what happened to the Romans? They got tired, they got hungry, they figured, it's 11:30 in the morning already, the davening's almost over. They went to the Kiddush Kol. Musaf, and they got drunk, they never came back. So therefore Chazal instituted that. Now Musaf, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, quick, let's get out the shofar and blow before they wake up. So even though Baruch Hashem, we live in a world where that doesn't happen anymore, but Chazal left it that way. Zeicha in those days. So we blow shofar and Musaf rather than shofar. So we know for a fact, says the Rambam, that Tkiyas Shofar was not such an easy mitzvah for many, many generations. And it's very possible when you have Tkiyas Shofar that 90% of people not even hearing shofar altogether. Maybe Yechidei Skuva are blowing, they're not even blowing in shul. One guy's blowing in his attic, one guy's blowing in a cave, one guy's blowing into a barrel. So all of a sudden, 5, 10, 20 years later, no one remembers. What did we do last time? There was no last year. It was 25 years ago before we had a shofar in shul. So sometimes when time passes, people don't remember. I have a funny story. There was, when Parshas Achrei Moses in Kedoshim, the old Tumlets, the Haftorah. The Gemara says in Maseches Megillah that the Haftorah for Kedoshim is not a very pretty Haftorah. It speaks very degradingly about Yerushalayim. And therefore the Gemara says she's trying to avoid laying it at all costs. So the way our calendar is set up in a quirk, we almost never lay in the Haftorah for Kedoshim. Either because it's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or it's a Mavarchim, or it's a Mocha Chodesh, or it's together with Achrei Moses, we lay in Achrei Moses. Once in a blue moon, you end up with a bizarre situation where your mamash have to lane the Haftarah for Barshas Kedoshim. So what do you do? there's no excuse. Every 20, 30 years, whatever the calendar said, every X amount of years, your mamash is stuck in the corner, and that's the only Haftarah left to lane. What do you do? So there are two different minhagim. So there's some who say, no choice. You lane it. You lane it. You put your teeth in, you lane it. And others say, no, you don't lane it. You know what you do? You know? Lane Achrei Moses again. You lane it last week. Chazar is always good. Lane the same Haftarah twice. You don't lay back to them. Two different government clients. So years ago, this goes back about 30 years ago, it was one of those years, and I remember that I was in the YBS Medish at the time, and the Gabbai gets up in Shabbos morning and announces that this strange scenario hasn't happened so long. The minig in the yeshiva is to do such and such. So one of the older men in the YBS Medish, who's having this for 50 years, gets up afterwards and he says, excuse me, he says, first of all, what do you mean the minig in yeshiva was? Last time this happened, you weren't even born. And number two, I'm the only one who was alive then, who was here in the Beis Medrash 30 years ago, what happened last time. And we did the other way. So you have to be a tzaddik, the minhag in the yeshivas through this way. The minhag is not that way. When things happen very, very rarely, it takes so many years, people talk about remember what they did last time. So the Rambam seems to say that that's what happened to Kishon. There was such a long period of time where the blowing was so crazy, was so sporadic, was so haphazard, that people were blowing in their attics, blowing in their basements, blowing in their barrels and in their caves and pits. The Poshut people forgot what the truth was supposed to sound like, and kach tikkun rabbi abo to make it yaitzel chaladei. So what do you like, Rav Haigon and the Rani? Like the Rambam, the bottom one is we blow whenever we have to blow before Musaf. But that's not Asukim. This is just, I hope you enjoyed the introduction. It's not Asukim. Asukim begins with Taisa's observation that the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Shant after Zion that we blow a second time as well. We blow what's called Kiyastim Umad, and it's Kiyastim Yushim, Kiyastim Umad. We blow two distinct separate sets of Tkiyas. Minatari already answered. We're going to read the Tosfos question, Kipshuto, like most Rishonim, that once we blew before Musaf, those are what's called the Tkiyas to be Yushov, because we were sitting down. I mean, admitting as we stand, we covered the Tkiyas, we don't really have to, you can really sit. And then we blow again during Shemon Esrei, either during Salah Shemon Esrei, during Tosfos Shatz, the different Minhagim. But we blow one whole set of Tkiyas before Musaf, one whole set during Musaf. Is that a Din in the Torah? Absolutely not. No way. There's not a chance that's a Din in the Torah. The Gemara says, why do we do that for? One reason. What's the reason? I want to know. Very, very cryptic reason. Tosfos quotes. La'arvei what? La'arvei says something. To confuse the sotah. So that's not a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'rabbanan. So Chazal, for some very, very cryptic, strange, difficult to comprehend reason, we'll see in a minute what the pasul means. Chazal instituted a second set of tekiyas. So minhag Torah, according to Moshe Rabbeinu, the game's over. After Yom Yodei Shavua, we'll get to go home, go to Yekiddush, go eat, go eat lunch, and get married. Mid the Rabbana, you gotta blow a second time around, la'av is a sotan. The Tosfos asks, Abba Zoi, that the first kiyas you're already yotzei minhag Torah v'shu. Well, alas fekis he yotzei. What right do you have to blow a second time? Aren't the second kiyas a violation of Baal Tosef? That's the background of Tosef's kashya. So in order to appreciate Tosef's kashya, I'm not sure we can get to the teretz today. I want you just to understand and appreciate the kashya first. You have to read the Tosef, read the Tosef, what's the Baal Tosef? The Baal Tosef is the institution of tkiyas, the miyushah and tkiyas, the mumah. And we know why they instituted it. They instituted the Gilav versus Sodom. What does that mean, Gilav versus Sodom? What does words mean? What? Can anyone? Is that Gilav versus Sodom? No, we don't like Chagat and Gilav versus Sodom. What was shot in this takon? Before we get to Tosfos Kashya, Chazal instituted for a very, very important, significant reason to stay in shul for another 20 minutes, the Gilav versus Sodom. What are they? Who are the Gilav versus Sodom? What is the, what's, well, how is the Sodom getting mixed up? What is, what's why? Everyone, who read the Taisa? Everyone read the Taisa? Yeah, Lama Shtam. You guys have a Mursa Chom, that's the problem. You guys take everything at face value. You gotta think. What's the Mursa Chom? So it's the first breath of Hashem. What are the words of Lama Shtam? So Rashi has what we call a very down-to-earth, very besnag disha, you know, a reason. Rashi says that the Torah says to blow X amount. We don't want to stop. We are in love with Kishav. We can't put the shofar down. We win the whole effort. We are so psyched up about it. We want to do more than the Torah. We're so enamored with Kishayf. We keep on blowing above and beyond, no pun intended, the call of duty. That's obviously, that shows in Shemayim how much chaviv of HaMitzvahs we have. And that's obviously something. Here the Sutton comes with a long laundry list of complaints against Klal Yisrael. It's first Rosh Hashanah, and the Sultan says, these Jews, they talk Lashon Hara, and they don't come to davening on time, they don't learn, and they get into fights at the basketball court, and they're not so careful about Shabbos. They're terrible. All the terrible ways get reading a long list a mile long. And the Chosh Baruch looks, look at my children. They love me. They can't put that shofar down. So what is it? Is it the Reis of Baal Tosef? Oh, yeah, that's a technical problem. We'll get around that problem. But the Chavivus HaMitzvahs, and now the Sultan says, but Rabban HaShomah, But and this, that's the stumble and fumble, and you can't get his words out. Baruch Hashem, Sigar B'Satan, Leval, Yasti Neini. So the Satan is bumped off the radio screen. Oh, Shana, that is the goal of Ivar Satan. It's the extra tkiyas to Ivar Satan. Very, very interesting shot. So tell you, suppose another shot. And one of the other shot, is even more fascinating. No, not even, we don't have to cash it. I just want to know why are we blowing it. Forget about Adair Reistik, Baal Baal Tosef. I want to know why the Chazal didn't make Dinim Darabonah for nothing. Chazal was through Meiris Chanukah, Meiris Yudai, Meiris Tavshilin, Meiris Chotzeris, Chalakhtar Shabbos. There was a reason behind there's a method for this madness. There's a reason why Chazal entered the Dinim Darabonah. So why did Chazal waste that time in Rosh Hashanah? Davening is so long anyway. We're hungry, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we're still blowing Shabbos. I'm like, what? Chazal, it's wonderful. I ever said something. So Tosef is close. A fascinating shot. Mamish a wild shot. Tosfos quotes. Imagine the scene in the days in Shomala. we know that the Kiddush Ofer is a very, very special moment. And all of a sudden, Kiddush Baruch Hu's sitting, you know, in the Kisei Adin, about to sit in the Kisei Adin, all the Tekiyah, and the Kailas come up. They start penetrating the Shemayim. They come from all directions. They come from Yerushalayim, they're coming from Tinech, they come from the Five Towns, come from LA, all over the place. The Tekiyahs are going up the Shemayim, and the Sutton's sitting there with this long, with this big, long list of, you know, tainus against Klal Yisrael. And he hears the Jews of blowing shofar. What do you think the Sutton thinks? Please open the Sutton's shoes right now. So big spritz, the Jews are blowing shofar, whoop de doo. And they eat matzah and Pesach, and they shake a little bit of sukkahs, and then but they have 5 million of avim, and they're doing a good one. It's a big deal. Kishofa ends, Sutton's still ready to roll. All of a sudden, an hour later, so we get to the kisa of the moment. And all of a sudden, tekiyah starts blowing. So the Sutton thinks, wait a second. Last I learned Tafyayim, he says the Sutton, I learned in Rosh Hashanah that Rabbi Yavo was misapin, 30 kailas, 9 kailas deraisa. What in the world are these crazy Jews doing? What are they blowing shofar again for? So I said, wait a second. That's not the Tekiyah Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. That's another Tekiyah Shofar. Tekiyah Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is over. What's the other Tekiyah Shofar? We'll sing all together. He talk of a Shofar Gadol. The Shofar Shofar Gadol. No, the Shofar Shofar Mashiach. Gevalt, the Sutton is going bananas. He's going berserk. You know why? Because he's going to be unemployed. He's going to be out of a job. Comes the most of Mashiach. Allah is dead to them. Sutton's not going to have anything to do. No one's going to want to do any favors anymore. The Sutton's going to be in big trouble. And he hears Gevalt, so he starts packing his bags and going on vacation. He's in the library. He gets all to Floygen, all to Tzimisht. That's the Iber system. Well, you pick and choose which chat you want. I have a kasha in the Sutton. The Makash is putting his second chat. He's so dumb, he doesn't remember from last year. Every year, it's a bad memory. I don't know, it's a tough year. So again, when we talk about the Sultan, you know, Sultan, the Gemara says, Sultan's the Yitzhahara, Malchamam, you know, these are esoteric concepts, you know. It's not some guy, you know, running around and, you know, and, you know, upstairs or downstairs with a pitchfork, you know, that's a very goyish, you know, image of the devil, you know. Whatever it means, I'm almost like, yeah, nothing. So the bottom line is, okay, we understand the Chazal made the Tekana. We're not quite fine-tuned what the reason is, but we know quite well the Chazal made the Tekana to blow two sets of Tekiyas. So Taisa stuck with the Kasha. Oh, sorry, blowing two sets of Tekiyas, more above and beyond the call of duty of the Deraisa. What happened to Balkar? So that's Taisa's Kasha. But I still don't want to, I don't even want to address the Kasha yet. I still want to fine-tune the facts. So I want somebody to tell me exactly what are the Tekiyas here exactly? Lama Taikin Kishahain Yoishvin. I want you to walk me through. You're making me feel the Gabbai and Shul. Okay, and you're pointing to the page number. Tell me, what does that mean? Describe to me what's done in a Jewish synagogue today on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Tell me what's going on in Rosh Hashanah. So describe to me the Tekiyas of Yishuv, please. I want to hear what they are. When are the Tekiyas of Yishuv? The ones that are done when? When you're sitting, i.e. before what? Before Musaf, right? And Lamet taking Shem Oimdin, what are those?
Shots.
Those are shots, right? And it's a Chesvar, even the Sanj Shwan Esrei. But it basically joins Shwan Esrei. You do the Sanj Shwan Esrei also on Chesvar Shots, that's already a different hug. But the basic tsur, the basic format of Tekiyah Shofar is Lamet taking Shem Yeshvin, Lamet taking Shem Oimdin. If you just read the Gemara the way I just described it to you, probably most of Shem do. Which are the real, real, real tekiyas? Which is like the most important tekiyas? So, if you just read the Gemara, I just said it. Lama taken kishem, kishehain, let's go. Lama taken mriyin kishem yeshvin, ketaken mriyin kishem umdin. The simple shot is, we already were yaitzeh the first time around before Musaf, so what are we blowing the second time around for? That's what the Gemara sounds like it's asking. So which are the real tekiyas? Which tekiyas did Moshe Rabbeinu following out?
First ones.
And which tekiyas were instituted later, but the days of Chazal, sometime in the Bismana, who knows when. Sounds like the Shemana Esrei big ones, right? So on the hierarchy, if you had to put it on a pyramid, of which are the more important tekiyas, which would you put more more significance to the first set or the second set? And the half of the Gemara, what?
First set.
First set, right? The first set of the real Yom Tiro Yalachem. The second set is just the mix up, stumble the stuff in some strange way, whatever that means. That's the Silm Shalom Gemara. Anyone have a problem with that representation, that formulation? Anyone learned the fourth bracha of Zechazor Shana? How did the Tanoim and the Mishnayis in the end of the fourth bracha of Rosh Hashanah describe the Seder Hayyam of Rosh Hashanah Tkei Shefa? Anyone know? There is no mention in the Mishnayis Bechlau of blowing shofar before Musaf. Not even mentioned. How does the Mishnah describe blowing shofar? The Mishnah says as follows. You start davening Musaf, you say Avis, Gevuros, Chayamethim, Kedusha, then you say the Brach of Kedusha Sayom, the Kolo Malchias, Malchias becomes part of that. You conclude the bracha Melech HaKol HaOretz V'Kadosh Yisroel Yom Zikaron V'Tekeya. Then the Mishnah goes on. You say Ata Zeicher. You conclude Baruch Ata Hashem Zeicher HaBris. What does the Mishnah say? V'Tekeya. Then you say the bracha of Shofars. Then you conclude by saying that Shomea Kol Turas Amos Berachamim V'Tekeya. The Mishnah, the Tanoim, describe the Seder HaYoyim of Tkiyah Shofar. There's only mention of the Shemana Esrei Dikat Tkiyahs. Not a boon, not a word, not a remez, not a garnish from garnished of the tkiyas before Musaf. Does that strike you as bizarre? The way we just read the Gemara, lava taking shame, yayishim, taking remendim, everyone knows you're yayitzu with the first set, so what are you blowing the second set for? The second set are secondary, they're really garnished, they're really nothing, they're really insignificant. They're insignificant? And the real tkiyas of the form Musaf, I understand. V'nafichu. The Mishnayis don't even talk about the tkiyas before. They only talk about the tkiyas during Musaf. What's going on? Haven't you been pushed? Just read the Gemara. So it's this kasha that led one of the
Gemara.
What?
During Shachris, don't blow?
Nothing during Shachris. That's the Gemara says. Everything should have been during Shachris. They should have said Malchus Gonos Shofars and blow during Shachris. Like how we say during Shachris. Musaf should have been just a quick 20-minute Musaf and Gemaranu. But Chazal flipped the order because of the Romans. Okay? So what is flying? What is going on? Makarepo. So the Balamor, at the ripe old age of maybe 17, I'm not sure, was so bothered with this kasha. He was so disturbed with this kasha. And again, we're not even up to this kasha yet. We're just setting the stage for appreciating where Taisa is coming from. Taisa is assuming that you know all this. You know what Rabbi Abba is, you know what Kiyas Tevuah is. Today's shiur is Rosh Hashanah 101. Just understand what's going on. You walk into Shiur Hashanah. You don't just follow what says the Machzi. You know the Lumbus. You guys are 10 steps ahead of what it says. You know this is the Machlekes, this is the Rashayna, this is the Sofik, this is the Raisa, the Run, the Taisa, the Rosh. You got to appreciate. What are you doing on Rosh Hashanah? That's just kind of, you know, going with the flow, whatever the rabbi says. So Balamor came with the following unbelievable shot. So unbelievable. Most of Hashem said it's not believable. Most of Hashem said it's not true. But the Balamor came with the following shot. Fascinating shot as to literally Rosh Hashanah 101 in the eyes of the Balamor. I almost can't even say it. I'm going to say it anyway. The Balamor says, in the olden days, back in the free of the Gnadis, in the days of the Mishnayis, you know why the Mishnah doesn't talk about the Tkiyas before Musaf? You know why? It didn't exist. Nobody blew before Musaf. The mitzvah Tkiyas Shofar is supposed to be fulfilled, I'll say the Habrachas. That is the Ikar mitzvah Tkiyas Shofar. That's what the Gemara said in the first Bechor Shana. You say Malchias, you say Zichronis, you say Shofars, the Tekeya. That's what the Mishnah is described. You're supposed to have that combination of Tekiyas and Tefillas, Tekiyas and Tefillas. That is the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah. Remember we spoke a little bit about this the other day, that it may be a mitzvah deraisa. Did we talk about this? Rashi and Ramban, but Zichron Shua. Did we just mention this? No, did we mention this? We just talked about it yesterday.
It says we don't.
Yesterday we talked about it. It was a long time ago. Shir Shicha Yom Echad. It's less than 24 hours we spoke about this. So either deraisa, the Rabbana, Tekiyas, and Tefillas go hand in hand, says the Balamor. So the Iker, mitzvah of Tekiyas Shofar, is supposed to be able to say the Brachas. That's why there is no mention of Tekiyas Shofar before it. Says the Balamor, listen to this one. Lama Teikin, guys, yes. Lama Teikin Shein Yeshvin. What does the Gemara mean when it says, why do we blow when we sit? What did you guys think sitting meant? You guys thought pre-Mosaf. No, it's about more. You know what Yosher means?
After.
The Tkiyas, during.
You have to stand.
What do you have to stand for? According to Babo, Babo is Ashkenazi. Nitzach Ashkenaz. You only blow drunk as Osa Shatz. Who's standing drunk as Osa Shatz? Everybody sits drunk. The Chazan stands. Nobody else stands. Wow, Babo Mor is against the Minigay Yeshivas. Everyone stands for what? Yeah. So the Babo Mor says that you don't have to stand drunk as Osa Shatz. The Chazan is not the Tzibur. Shh, don't talk about that. So that's why they're called the Tkiyas to me Yushuf. And that's the dinmika, that's the mitzvah deraisa. Join because there's a shot, the chazin, they get up, the baktikeh gets up and blows the malchus, and the chazin, that is kishah from the deraisa. What does Gemara mean when it says that we blow again? Kishah hein wa? Kishin omdin? You know what omdin means? Oh, we thought that the word omdin means I'm standing in the middle of davening, it's staying at attention of yeshiva guys, they rest together, you know what omdin means? Omdin means I got 1 foot out the door. I'm going to get my hat. I'm going to take it off my towels already. We're already walking out the door. We're already going home. Oh, Zen Emar, blow a second time a little bit. Blow some more kolos at the end of the davening. Why? What's the purpose of those kolos? We're yet to ready. We're yet to that already. What are you blowing for? Al Zen Emar, what? What? Why? Because I'm a sacker the second set of kolos after Musaf. Not but after Musaf. Why? Larvis Asatan. That's what the Gemara means. Those are the kiss movements. It's not just the exact opposite of what we always thought. We always thought, like, well, the other Rishonim, the Ma'uma, those are the holy kindness in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The Miyusha, but those kolos before Shemoneh Esrei. According to the Balamor, there are no kolos before Shemoneh Esrei. They never existed. The kolos, the Ika kolos are the kolos that describe the Mishnayos. Those are drawing Shemoneh Esrei. Those are Miyusha, because everyone's sitting drunk, because that's Shasta for the Chazan. And the kiss to Ma'uma doesn't mean the omed the kodesh ration. It means you 1 foot out the door, ready. You're getting up to go. You're out there, ready. Ready on the way home to eat lunch. Sounds pretty strange. Huh? So says the Balamor. You thinking the Balamor sure they didn't blow before Musaf? Says the Balamor, we blow before Musaf. So where did that come from? According to the Balamor, the whole razzle dazzle, such a beautiful Shtipot Torah. Says that why do we blow before Musaf for? Where did that come from? Balamor says, I'll tell you where it came from. It started, says the Balamor, after this Zman HaGemara. It's a new minute, only a couple hundred years old. To blow before Musaf. What was wrong with the old minute? Why did they change things? Why did the Gaon, the days of the Gaon, they started this new practice called blowing before Musaf? For what? You have any idea? Very practical. The people who are... People get tired. It's a long schlepping davening. The chazan schlepping out. It's the end of Zeicher Bris already. I heard most of davening already. Show me the kohanim go out to wash my hands. I sneak out the door. No one knows that. They think I'm a Levi anyway. And I'm out the door. I go home. I missed half the kishoyfer. I wasn't going to be the right stuff.
He would be happy. So that would be fine.
Who'd be
happy? If he's happy with the blowing, he should be outside. We're doing so many blowings to be happy. So that
no, according to Balamor, before the days of the Gaonim, nobody blew before Musaf. They only blew joint because also shots in the Torah, and then they blew after the Avodah the Arvus HaSotah.
So is it possible for the first time you do it for it to be?
Wait, hold on. I just want to understand what happened with Balamor. Balamor says the whole reason why we blow shofar before the Avodah, before Musaf, is just because of those people who are 1 foot out there who are going to leave before they hear all the kailas. That's the whole reason why. It's not me doing
the Gemara. The second set is just to confuse the Sultan why we care if we miss probably.
No, the guy's going to miss the ones who have the shots. He's going to be out the door before the end of Malchus. It's late. It's 2 o'clock already. The Chazim schleps up. And it's not a taikif too long. The Hinnini was for an hour and a half. I'm tired already. I'm hungry. I'll get out of here.
They're doing
calls
before Musaf.
No. So therefore...
Musaf ends.
Later. No, but at least people will hear the kolos. At least Chach everyone will walk away hearing a full set of Tekir Shofar. That was the takanas. That was the minig ha'goyim. As I stated in the Balmor. So there's something else interesting about the Balmor. You know what the Balmor says? Let's do this one. Bizman Chazal, there was no bracha of brachas and mitzvah recited on Tekir Shofar. Nobody said the Shema Kol Shofar. You know why? You don't make a bracha when you're doing a mitzvah in the middle of doing a bracha. The mitzvah of Tekir Shofar is part of Sansa Shatz. It's like we don't make a bracha in Kriya Shema. It's part of the, I'll say that brachas. We don't make a bracha in Kriya Shofar. It's part of say that brachas. The only reason why we make a bracha, Shir Kiddushan, and Tesla Shema Shofar is why? Because once the Ga'enim added this newfangled component that didn't exist with Zman Chazal, then now we're stuck. And that's why we have to make a bracha. The Balamor Mamash changed the world. He claims that the whole Surah Sayyim of Rosh Hashanah, of how to fulfill, again, at the end of the day, everyone's Yotim in their Isa, in the old days, today as well, the entire Tzura, our entire take on this whole state of Dvar, what's flying, was all due to those people who couldn't hang in there to the end of Adam. Unbelievable, according to the Malamor. Wild, according to the Malamor, what just happened. So Tach is going to the Malamor, Lama taking Gishem Undin, why would Chazam Masak to blow after davening? That's the Avis HaSotim. If I say, we didn't even get to Tosis' Teretz yet, because we still haven't fully formulated Tosis' Dashel. That's on Sunday, we got to have the response to the Balamor, and then finally get to Tosis, then I said, so today was just intro, today just to make you knowledgeable Jews on Rosh Hashanah to know what's flying. Okay.
Is it possible
that
the first time that you hear that it's Kiyoka?
It's very strange. Some Rishonim seem to say that, but it's very, very strange.
Because wouldn't the first time you would already fulfill the Deraita just by